Hello, friends. Welcome to Think Jesus Cafe. This is your Daily 10, and this is your host, Mark Day. Today, we'll direct our attention to just one verse, verse 6 of the 4th chapter of 1 John. So I'll begin reading today at 1 John chapter 4, verse 5 and verse 6. They are from the world, therefore they speak from the world, and the world listens to them. We are from God. Whoever knows God listens to us. Whoever is not of God does not listen to us. By this we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Okay, as you probably recall, the Apostle John is helping his readers with discernment. One of the reasons John is writing is to equip Christians with some practical ways to discern between true and false teachers. And of course, these false teachers have followers, false believers. So John is helping his readers discern between true and false believers. Last time, we thought about the little formula John offers for discerning whether or not a teacher is a teacher of truth or a promoter of error. The formula falls into two parts. First, we hear what is being taught. Second, we observe who is listening, who is responding favorably. So the world's response is a key indicator. Worldly, God-belittling, self-righteous listeners will favorably respond to like-kind messages and like-kind messengers. If a teacher is spouting words that include a denial of Jesus Christ, if they're denying that Jesus Christ is fully God and fully human, if they're twisting the truth of His character, if they're promoting contradiction of His purposes and a denial of His authority, and if that message is attracting an audience who responds favorably, then true believers will know that not only is the teacher a false teacher, that audience, the audience that is favorable in their response to the false teaching, that audience is made up of non-believers no matter what they may claim. John's point is that the character of the messenger is revealed by the kind of followers he or she draws. Let me say that again. The character of the messenger is revealed by the kind of followers he or she draws. I remember a time in my life when I did some bass fishing. A friend of mine had a bass boat, and we would go out on a couple of large lakes and we would fish for bass, a wonderful fish that can put up a mighty fight. You know, when we went bass fishing, we used a certain kind of bait. Personally, I liked using those topwater lures. A topwater lure floats on the top of the water, or when it's gently reeled in, it runs just underneath the surface of the water. Those bass like those topwater lures. I'd throw one of those lures out there on the water. I'd wait just a little bit, and then bam, the bass would hit his lure, and the fight was on. Now, one thing I remember, when we went bass fishing, we didn't use catfish bait. I've fished for catfish, too, and catfish don't respond to topwater lures, and bass don't respond to catfish bait. In other words, a certain message brings about a certain response. If a fisherman wants to catch bass, then the message had better involve the kind of bait the bass will respond to. In a similar way, John is saying that the character of the messenger and the character of the message is revealed by the type of follower that the message attracts. The character of the messenger is revealed in his speech, and the character of the listeners is revealed in their responses. Favorable responses to false, unbiblical teaching reveals unbelief. So John says, they are from the world, therefore they speak from the world, and the world listens to them. We are from God. Whoever knows God listens to us. Whoever is not from God does not listen to us. By this we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. The false teachers draw their spirit and energy for their message out of the world and the world's resources, out of the world's motivations, and out of the world's priorities. The false teacher's message has an orientation towards pleasing and satisfying the self-oriented, self-pleasing, self-promoting desires of the unbelieving world. The false teacher's message is in line with the world. It tickles the world's ears. So that message finds acceptance with those whose inner spirit aligns with the nature of that message. Kindred spirits are attracted to one another. Okay, so John is making a contrast between the they of verse 5 and the we and us of verse 6. In verse 6, John says, we are from God. And in verse 6, John also says, listens to us. Now here, in using the word we and us, John is most likely referring to himself and the other apostles and their message. John is saying that their apostolic message is from God. And so, those who are from God, those who are born again and indwelt by the Holy Spirit, will be attracted to their message, the apostolic message of Jesus Christ. Fortunately for us, God has preserved the apostolic message of Jesus Christ. That God-inspired apostolic message has been preserved in the New Testament. When John says, we are from God, he's referring to himself and the other apostles, and the New Testament consists of the apostolic record of the life, history, teachings, purposes, and will of Jesus Christ. So, those who are true believers will have a favorable response to the New Testament. They will listen favorably. They will favorably listen to messengers and messages that align with the New Testament apostolic message. Oh, and by the way, the New Testament itself has a favorable response to the Old Testament, the Hebrew Scriptures. So based on what the Apostle John is saying here in verse 5 and verse 6, we can confidently say that true born again, born of the Spirit believers will have a favorable response to the Bible. Specifically, true believers will, quote, listen. Again, true believers will, quote, listen to the Bible. They will respond favorably to the New Testament message of Christ. So, here's our takeaway for today. Those who teach and sell and proclaim and promote false information concerning the gospel of Jesus Christ and the will of God, well, those teachers will attract like kind. Those teachers will attract those who revel in unbelief, biblical disobedience, and the compromise of scriptural truth. True teachers will proclaim apostolic biblical truth, and they will unashamedly proclaim Jesus Christ from the Scriptures, and they will attract like kind. They will attract those who thirst and hunger for God's unvarnished apostolic truth. They'll attract those who listen to the Bible. They'll attract those who respond favorably to biblical truth as it resonates within them and warms their hearts. Okay. So my friend, how do we sort through all of the noise of the 21st century? We live in the information age, and there is so much information, so much noise, especially noise from those who are attempting to shape our lives, to influence our own souls. We are surrounded with a lot of information, and much of that information is helpful. But the information we're concerned about here has to do with the human soul. It has to do with eternal life. It has to do with what we think about God, Jesus Christ, ourselves, human relationships, what we worship, and our purpose for living. That is the kind of information we're talking about here. Information of the ultimate importance. So how do we discern truth? Each one of us is being influenced by someone. No one is an island unto himself or unto herself. So what about the message that's deeply influencing you? What about that message that is influencing you with your daily relationships, your attitudes, and your behaviors? How do we come to grips with the mass media and all of the messages claiming to possess some kind of new truth? All of those messages that are attempting to shape our mind and influence our life. How? Biblical discernment, my friend. We use discernment and look for apostolic biblical truth. Friends, we test the spirits by the Spirit of truth. We test the spirits by the God-inspired apostolic truth of Scripture. Does that message you're attracted to flow out of the teachings of the apostles? Does the message attract those who love the Scriptures? Does the message glorify God? Does the message attract those who are trying to glorify God in their own life? Or does the message compromise apostolic truth? Or does the message minimize the importance and authority of Jesus Christ? Or does the message present Jesus as merely one of several equally helpful guides for daily living? Does the message shrink from declaring the exclusivity of salvation in Christ alone? Does it spend more time glorifying self, promoting self-satisfaction and self-comfort over glorifying the power and majesty and authority of Christ? What does the message actually communicate, and who is responding favorably to that message? What is that message confessing about Jesus Christ? What's the character of the message? And what's the character of those who excitedly embrace the message? What do you think? Do you think that message is actually from God? The Apostle John says, "We are from God. Whoever knows God listens to us." Thank you for joining us in Think Jesus Cafe. This has been your Daily 10. If you enjoy the podcast, invite your friends to join us. They can easily find Think Jesus Cafe in their favorite podcast app. Join us again next time as we think about Jesus, a biblical worldview, and real life.